Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and following. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. We've had the opportunity to look at so far with the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy. So today we're going to look at peace. Now this is kind of actually, if you think about it, a little bit of an interesting passage of Scripture with peace. And the reason why I mention that is if you know anything about the gospel accounts, in Matthew the 10th chapter, Jesus says this, Matthew 10:34, I do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. He reiterates this in Luke the 12th chapter. It says in verse 50, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am until that is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. It seems kind of contrary to what it's talking about here, but it isn't at all. If you notice what Jesus is saying, just to point a few things out, number one, he's talking about worldly peace. That's why he says peace on earth. And maybe if we just had a little bit of a better definition of understanding peace, we'd understand that the peace he's talking about and the peace that the fruit of the Spirit is talking about aren't the same. But we also know that Jesus even reiterates about peace here, because there's a story in Luke, the 9th chapter, where Jesus and his disciples are going to a village in Samaria, and that village actually rejects them. And what's interesting about that passage of Scripture in Luke 9 is that even though the Samaritan village rejects them, the disciples, James and John, look to the Lord, and they ask him, well, hey, do you want us to call down fire to consume them just as Elijah did? And Jesus says in Luke 9:55, he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Notice here in Luke the 9th chapter, though, as he rebukes them, he questions their spirit. We are here called today because one of the things that we have as having the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And why do we have joy? Well, because if you look at the word joy, yes, it can be translated as being in harmony with each other or having a concord. But this is what the definition of joy is. It's a tranquil state of the soul because of assured salvation. See, peace is something that is not necessarily of the world, but it's in each and one of us, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, because of the understanding of where we sit with God the Father, sitting with Him, covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That is why Paul could say in his letter to those at Philippi, I could live and live as Christ, but if I die, oh, what wonderful gain. See, peace is something that we have when we partake of the fruit of the Spirit because we have assurance of salvation. In fact, peace is of the nature of God. If you look at 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, looking at verse 33, it says, for God is not a God of disorder, but He is a God of peace. In fact, one of the things we are called to is we're called to peace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15, it says, but if the unbeliever leaves, let it be so. The brother or the sister is not bound in such circumstances because God has called us to live in peace. In fact, we know that peace is something that is supposed to be spiritual beyond that which is temporal or physical because in many of the Pauline epistles, he accompanies the word peace with that of grace. And what is grace? Well, it's unmerited favor of God. Ephesians 1, 2, Paul writes to those at Ephesus, the Christians, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, peace is something that can only come from one. That is the Godhead. That is our Savior. That is our Father. That is the Spirit. Peace is something that is within us. It's not something that you're going to find in the world. So why is that, though? Well, we know why. Because of sin. That's why if you go back and you look at Matthew, the 10th chapter, if you look at Luke chapter 12, when Jesus talks about division, Jesus is talking about division because there can't be peace on earth. Why? Because there's sin. Think about at the time of the garden with Adam and Eve, and when sin entered, what was created? Division. Punishment. Unrighteousness. But God in his wisdom and his love provided a way, not just for Adam and Eve, but for all mankind to find peace in their lives. And that's why we're here. We're here because we partake of the peace we find in Jesus Christ. That assurance of salvation that brings tranquility to our souls. That's why Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and then 17 and 18. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Why? Because the pattern of the world will not provide you peace. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, his pleasing, his perfect will. A will that gives you peace. And in verses 17 and 18, he says, do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone as far as possible. As it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We're here today to partake of the emblems because it's the sacrifice of Christ that, yes, we can remember the love that we're to have, the joy that we've been provided, but we've been provided a tranquil state of the soul because of the assurance of salvation. We can have peace. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. That, Lord God, as we consider the fruit of the Spirit and we consider peace, Lord God, we know that in the world we won't find peace because of sin, because of unrighteousness. But we know that it is in peace, or in Christ, in you, Father, and through the Spirit that we can find peace, because peace can only come with the assurance we have in salvation. Lord God, we are so grateful and thankful to be able to remember the sacrifice of Christ and how he has provided us peace. And so we pray, Father God, that we produce the fruit of peace, that we live peacefully with all, Lord God, that we share the peace of Christ. We praise you and we thank you for this day through Christ Jesus. Amen.